Now listen to text 4.
Volunteering in politics.
Hello, EAC Volunteering. This is Tessie speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Jose. A recruiting team of yours was in our high school this week. I didn't have the time to pass by, but I'd be interested to volunteer as an election worker.
Ah, great. Thanks for calling, Jose. So that would be for the upcoming presidential elections, right?
Yes, I'd love to. So what exactly do you expect a poll worker to be?
First of all, if you still go to school, you have to be in your senior year of high school.
That applies to me.
Fine. Of course, you must be a U.S. citizen in order to carry out any task in a U.S. election process. And finally, you need to live in the county you are volunteering in.
Okay. That's Wyandotte County, in my case.
All right. We offer some training sessions in advance, if you like.
Yeah, I was hoping to get some. Do you already have the dates for that?
Once you've registered as a poll worker, you will be contacted by a coordinator from the Board of Elections. They'll select a date and time that fits your schedule.
Perfect.
The courses will introduce you to the paper-based equipment you'll need on election day. We found out that people learn best during active periods in small groups. That's why our trainers will set up some mock voting machines for you and your team. The course is really hands-on.
Sounds good. Election day is a Tuesday, so I'll have a day off from school, right?
Well, if you want to put it like that, actually, you'll be required to work all day. The coordinator will inform your school's principal.
And how long are the shifts?
The work sessions will start at 5:30 in the morning and end about 8 p.m. I know, election mornings start earlier than school, don't they? But good news, there's some financial compensation, about $100 for the day, plus $10 for the training session.
Even better. I think that's it for now. Thanks for your time.
Well, if you have any further questions, I suggest you contact your county administration directly. I'll give you the email address. Have you got something to write with?
Sure.
I'll spell it for you. That's wyandot@ohio.sos.gov.
Got that. Thanks a lot, and looking forward to it. Bye.